Toby. Fantastic to see you part of the Central West side. Disappointing not to be in the final, but it's all part of the challenge, because next year there'll be opportunities there in the other age groups to make sure that you get to the final and bury everybody in front of you, because that's part of the learning of the game, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's great when we win, but you know, when we lose, we learn maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. The boys played their heart out today. I'm so proud of our boys today. We got boys all over from Central West, from Mudgee to Cowra to Parks, Orange City, two clubs from Orange City, Emi's and my club, myself, Orange City clubs as well. We've got three boys from there. So very proud of them today. I've been involved with this championship for 3 years, and but this is the best the 13s have done since I've been one of the coaches here. So very proud of our boys today.
Nice to see Campo make a bit of a turn up, and also Pat McCutcheon. It's one of those things we need to see more of, where not only do we have, you know, top-line players, and maybe ex-players, but also on the way through have some coaching directors come out and mentor you guys. It's something that you've appreciated?
Oh, definitely. You know, you have those boys there. They come up there. They've reached the top level of rugby. This is what all these boys aspire to. So having these boys here on the sideline, cheering them on, it's fantastic. You know, it sees the boys of what they can achieve and what they're here for. Yeah, so it's great.
I soon forget blokes like Pat McCutcheon and Tom Robinson did play in the double blue there with the big ball on the front back in the day. They didn't all just go straight to Joey's. But speaking of next year, of course, great to see that the under-12s went off to Japan. Great experience, not only rugby, but cultural-wise for the kids. And nice to see a bit of a subsidy there as well coming from the Japanese. We've just got to establish that thing a lot better too, not only at the top end, but also at the grassroots.
Yeah, definitely. The 12s were fortunate to go to Japan this year. They went through undefeated, I believe. Fantastic experience for the boys. They all came back richer and better for it. Just pumping for today and for this weekend as well, so they're loving it. Yeah. Really loving the atmosphere.
What about Orange City? Tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Lions. It's because your good mates, the Emus, have been dominating the comp for the last couple of years. Got stung 2 years ago against the Forbes Latapi, but overall, you know, things at Pride Park, how are they going?
The Lions obviously are still rebuilding, doing a lot of rebuilding this year, hoping for probably our first grade to do probably, you know, a lot better than what they're doing right now. But look, the boys are putting their best into it. It's still a real rebuilding phase. The grassroots coming up from the Wallers down to the juniors as well, we're doing actually quite well there. Our 13s, which I'm the coach for as well, assistant coach there, yeah, we're doing really well. We've got a chance of even maybe taking out the cup this year, so I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, well, that's a beautiful thing about the subbies as well. They're in orange today, but also on the way through, you've got Big Vic Parsi, who of course is all part of the Parsi name, of course, is part of the fabric of the Lions, but he's had some time over at Wanderers in Newcastle, so he brings that experience with you. What do we want to see in orange? Do we want to see a Sepa rugby trial there at Wade Park, and all those New South Wales Country Eagle games? They've been pretty good fun as well.
Oh, definitely. You know, you go to Mudgee, you go to Dubbo, they got all the resources and grounds there. You're just wondering what's going on with Orange. You know, the Premier's promised the stadium. You know, is it going to come to fruition? I hope so, because Orange does deserve a world-class sports centre there. So fingers crossed that we get it, and then we can start bringing over the Super Rugby competitions and, you know, a lot more of the higher-grade competition for rugby as well. Yeah. It'll be good to see that.
Yeah, finally, of course, you had the Classic Wallabies last year. You were there for it. And what sort of day was it?
Oh, brilliant day. Atmosphere was great. Just having that competition, Orange just brought the crowds together, brought the local clubs together, just see what we can bring together from a community-wise. Having a facilities that will be first class will be even better for the region.
Well, Toby, it's been fantastic to meet you. Wish you all the best. And as we all say, go the Parks Boars and the Forbes Latapi. Forward to what will be a fantastic season, not only for you guys in the subbies, but also in the 13s, 15s and 17s. But, of course, the South West has to rule. And that's what it's all about.
Yep, definitely. Look, I'm watching the boys today, and it's just all about rugby. Each club claps on every other club, so it's a lovely game. All the boys here just have in the spirit of the game, so it's well done to every boy that's here.